him. Like Rashi says, Mina Yisurim. Maybe you'll protect him from Yisurim. Is Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, no, that the Soyer and Asal of Nim does not even protect you from this Chet of Yediya Vatchila Vavasayf. Or that you have your Korban El of Yorid, that's not the purpose of this Soyer. This Soyer was only in a case where you do not have a complete Yediya. Now, Omar Mar, what would you say? Minayin, how do I know? Sheyesh po Yediya Vatchila V'yein po Yediya Vavasayf. In the case where you have Yediya at the beginning, just at the end, you do not realize it yet. This is the case, says Soyer Zeh Toilah, that this Soyer and Asa Bifnim is Toilah, protects you. It helps you. You will not receive Yisurim until you eventually bring the Korban El V'yerit. Minayin, how do I know this? Now, Michael Kashta, what was bothering the Gemara? The Gemara asked, how do I know this? What's bothering? Maybe it's a good shot without any questions. Hochi Kashta, this is what was bothering the Gemara. Hashta the Yarmana that you're telling me. Chatoyim, dum yidipshoyim, it has to be a chet. Dum yidipshoyim, that means that there's no chiyuv korban. If so, map shoyim, just like if you do the chet b'meitit with a pesha, to lav b'nei korban, there's no korban at all. Maybe yav chatoyim, the same thing, this chet also that you did now, a shoygeg, is nami to lav b'nei korban, that you'll never have a chiyuv korban. That was bothering us. So maybe the only case is that there'll never be a chiyuv korban. So how do you know to tell me in a case where you had a yediyah b'tchila, just up until now, you did not have your second yediyah. But this case is possible to have a chiyuv korban. So maybe that's no good. Maybe it's only in the chapter in a case where there's no korban at all. Tomorrow says, Eimo, map shoyim delav b'nei korban l'yelam. Af chatoyim delav b'nei korban l'yelam. That's the question. Maybe just like a pesha, if you do the chet b'mezid, you never have a chi of carbon. So maybe the chatoyim, the shoyim, also is like that, where there'll never be a chi of carbon. Oh man, nino, what's the case? Ain't b'yidiya b'tchilo, but v'yesh b'yidiya b'sayf. Because maybe only in such a case this soyer is mechaper. The person did not realize when he first became tummy. Now later he went into the Beis HaMikdash, and later he realizes what he did. So such a person has no chi of carbon, oil of urine, because he never had a yidiya b'tchilo. So maybe only in such a chet is the soyer mechaper, because this chet will never have a korban. But in our case, yesh po yediya b'tchila, where he did have yediya at the beginning, he realized he touched the mace. Just v'yein b'yediya b'soyf, up until now, so far, he has no yediya. But kivo nechimis yadalei, since when he realizes what he did, bar korbanu, then he will have to bring a korban. If so, aim aloylessly. Maybe in this case, this korban, the soyer, should not protect him from the yisurim. Since this person will eventually have a chi of korban el v'yared, maybe in between, this korban soyer cannot protect him. So, that was the question. So this we had to have a reason to say no. It says chatoyim. It still says chatoyim. Chatoyim is mashma, a chet that does have a korban. The chitoyim, maybe you'll tell him like this. The chitaimo ain bo yediya batchila v'yesh bo yediya basoyf soyer anase b'chutz v'yom lekipa mechaper. Aye, the Mishnah says different. The Mishnah says clearly that when you have no yediya batchila, that's the soyer anase b'chutz, the soyer hamusuf, the sirei musuf. That's what's mechaper in this person. So what would I think? The soyer l'ashem anase b'pnim is mechaper. So Mor says yes. Sakva d'adachamin. I would have thought to say neipuch. Let's change it around. Maybe the soyer and asa b'fnim is mechaper on ain bo yediya b'tchila v'yesh bo yediya b'soyf, because the pasuk says mi pishayim, it's only such a chet that never has the chi of korban. And then echnami, what would I do the person that has yediya b'tchila and he doesn't have yediya b'soyf? That the soyer as musaf would be mechaper. That's the question. How do I know which soyer is mechaper on which? On makro, and this we said, the pasuk says clearly on makro, that it is possible to have a chi of korban to be brought for this chet. It's possible to have a kapara gemura. If so, what's the case? That's only by yesh bo yediya batchila. Just besides, so far you didn't have the yediya. For such a person, it's possible to receive, to get the yediya, and then allow the kapara gemura. So for such a person, in between what's toila is this soyer and nasa b'fnim. Describe the kapar gemura. X must X is mechatosam. If it would have said mechatosam kidekam, then you'd be right, like you said. But hashcha dechsev. Now that it says lechochatosam la'anech tiyos lechochatos, it has to be such a person that's possible to have his own chiyuv korban. So if we have to be talking about yesh po yediyah batchila, so it's possible that when he gets the second yediyah, there'll be his own chiyuv korban el yirid. Now the Gemara says, if you're telling me now, this person that had yediyah batchila, she doesn't have yediyah b'soif yet. So when you bring the soyer, what does the soyer do? This person, his kapara gemura is going to be when he realizes later, he'll have his own chiyuv korban el yirid. That's going to be his kapara gemura. If so, for what purpose do we need this soyer until now, in between? What do you need it for? Like, if this soyer is not the real kapara, he's going to have to bring his korban el yirid anywhere later. So what does the soyer do now? Amar Rabbi Zeira, Leimer comes to tell us, Shemeis lo yoven. Let's say this person dies now. He dies on Yom Kippur. The person dies. Says so, it's called the Yad HaKapara. Such a person is called Meis Bloyoven. It's interesting. In other words, he does not have his Chiyuv Korban yet. His Chiyuv Korban first starts when he has the second Yediyah. So before he has the second Yediyah, he's like not called a Chiyuv Korban. Says so, since he lived through Yom Kippur, and they brought this Sayyid on Yom Kippur, the Sayyid on Yom Kippur is Mechapra such a person. In other words, according to this Teret, it's Mechapra for you up until you have the Chiyuv Korban. It's like, when you have your second yediyah, that's when the chiyuv korban starts. Then the kapara falls away. But if you die before you had the second kapara, then the soyer was mechaper. You're called meis ployoven. It's a chiddush. Omar le rovo im meis, no misa merekis. If the person dies, mis itself is the mechaper. You don't need the soyer. The mis one is mechaper. Oh, you're the korban, good. El omar rovo login olav minisurim, like I said before. The pshat is the soyer is megin, that avada, the person does not receive his kapara gemura until he brings a korban. And according to this teretz, if he dies before he brought the korban, could be still has that oven with him, unless the nis alone is mechaper. But I call upon him, the soyer helps, he will not receive yisurim. But this is called the person has a chet. On his cheshbon, on his books, he has a chet written down. So Hashem may open up the book and give him a punishment. That we say no. If the soyer is born on Yom Kippur, that much will protect him, that Hashem will not give him Yisurim. He'll wait until he has the opportunity to bring the korban. Now the Mishnah says, so that's the first case of the Mishnah, that yesh po yediyah batchila, ven yediyah basoif, the soyer anasa b'fnim, the soyer l'Hashem, is toila min ha'yisurim. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be, ein bo yediyah batchila, v'yesh po yediyah basoif, the person when he first touched the mace, has no yediyah. Meaning, we said before, Hitaka knew he touched the mace. It just did not register in his mind that his tummy. He was like absent-minded. He knew he touched the mace, he knew. Just he didn't realize, didn't register in his mind that his tummy. So that's not called the yediyah. A yediyah means you have to register, you know that the locher is your tummy. And you know right now it's also to go to the base of Migdash. So, ain't bo yediyah batchilo, v'yesh bo yediyah basayif. What are we doing with such a person? Soyer anasa b'chutz, the yamakiv b'machaper. Here the person has no chiyuv korban el yirid, of course he did not have yediyah batchila. So what's mechaper for the chet? He still did a shaygeh. He should have been more careful. He should have realized that he was tamei and not go in. Where is his kapara? That's the soyer of musaf. When a musaf yom kippur, they brought a soyer a chadis. Michti, let's see. Is kusha iskish ladodi. There's a hekesh, the two karbonas together. Let's find out one from the other. There's a hekesh here, the two karbonas. The soyer and asa b'fnim. And the Sur Nasa Bachut is a hekesh to both the Sawyer on Yom Kippur. So when a harpa pnimi yadidei, the yadachitzon. Why don't I say, like the Sawyer Lashem, to be mechaper on both of them? for the Afkemino, Lehechad lo yavet chitzon. What's going to be in a case on Yom Kippur that they did not bring the Korban Musaf in such a case? As once there's a Hekesh together, why don't I say that the Korban Apnim, the Soil Hashem, has the Koyach to be Mechapar on both? It has the Koyach to be Megan from Yisurim on the one that Ainli Adiyah Basayf, and it can also be Mechapar on the one that Ainli Adiyah Bechila. How do I know to say it's Bedavka, each one separate? Makro Achas. It says the extra word Achas. That means kapora achas mechaper, v'yena mechaper shtei kaporas. That the soyer anasa b'fnim, the soyer l'Hashem, is only mechaper on one type of a chet, only on yesh b'diyah b'tchila, v'yena b'diyah b'soif. But v'yena b'diyah b'tchila, the soyer is not mechaper. That's called kapora achas v'lo shtei kaporas. For the Gemara v'nechaper chitzin adidei, says so, maybe the soyer that's brought by Musaf, maybe that one could be mechaper on both. There it doesn't say the word achas. So maybe the Musaf one is mechaper both on Ein B'diyah B'tchila V'yesh B'diyah B'soif, and also on Yesh B'diyah B'tchila V'yein L'diyah B'soif. So the Eima D'yavid V'nechaper chitz on the day V'yamai D'yavid P'nimi, and also what the P'nimi is also, it should be mechaper. And now K'mino L'tomas D'yira Bein Zelazer. What's going to be if somebody, they brought the Soil Hashem early in the morning, and after that, somebody went into the Beis HaMikdash that he had a idea about Tchila, and he doesn't have a idea about Saif. And now they bring the Sari HaMusaf. Why don't I say the Sari HaMusaf should be mechaper on that chet also? On Makro, the Pasuk says, Achas Pashona. Here also, with Darshin, Kapor Rezu, Loitei El Achas Pashona.